This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began an insightful and empowering series titled The Determinants, Things That Determine the Outcome of Your Life. So far, he has spoken about effort and the grace of God. Today, he speaks about speed. Let's join in.
Our key scripture is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. The determinants is the things that determine the outcome of your life. Now, in life, there's one thing about life. You can influence your life. There are people who are just spectators in their own life. They are sitting on the stands, watching. They refuse to get involved in their own lives. That's a big mistake, because you cannot be a spectator of your own life. You have to jump in and help to determine the direction of your life and where it goes. Now, Solomon was a very wise man, and he wrote 3 books. And in the Hebrew Bible, one of the books is called the Books of Wisdom. And the Books of Wisdom are the books Solomon wrote: Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Psalms, Songs of Solomon. Those are called the Books of Wisdom. And these Books of Wisdom, they address practical life, what happens in life. So it's more like practical wisdom, things that you can use. And these books of wisdom were written at different points. The first one, the Songs of Solomon, he wrote it when he was young. He had a girlfriend at that time. And incidentally, when he wrote it, that girlfriend was girlfriend number 66. Because found out he married 700 women. That was number 66. Then when he was middle-aged, he had given birth to children, and he was middle-aged, he wrote the book of Proverbs. That's why he says, my son, he's advising his children. So this time he's middle-aged. Then he wrote Ecclesiastes when he was an old man. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. So at that time, his life was getting to an end, and he said, look, let me just make my final conclusions on life. In this book, Ecclesiastes, he's thinking about life. And he's also an inspired man, a wise man, and a practical man. And he gives some pointers and he talks about some things that determine the outcome of everyone's life. Although a large part is also determined by God himself. So let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. He says that, this is Solomon speaking. He said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it and do it well. For there is no work, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. So here Solomon said that one of the things that we must do if you want your life to go in a particular direction is you must be a hard worker, put in effort. When you don't put in any effort, any wind can carry you away. Number two, I'm just going over quickly. Number two, I said, even if you put in effort, Solomon said, you need the grace of God. Why? In verse 11, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, he said, I returned and saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Then Solomon said, he has seen fast people lose a race. He has seen wise people poor. He has seen skillful people not end up anywhere. And it is true. That's why I say you can be swift. You can put in effort and be swift. But you'll still need something else. Because you can be swift and still be last. Effort and grace. Grace is important. If God doesn't help you, even to rise up from your bed and walk and come here, you cannot do it. Because God didn't help you. There are many areas of life we can't control. James chapter 4, verse 13, it says, go to now you that say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It's even like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. So here it says, you may make your plans. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2 says, but God has the last word. That's the summary of the verse I read. Now, it says that you cannot predict what will happen tomorrow. You also don't know whether you will be alive tomorrow. That is why you need the grace of God. You also can't tell whether you will be alive tomorrow. That is why you will always need the grace of God. God has to help you. 3, today I want to talk about one of the things that determines the outcome of our life, speed. Tell somebody speed. You know, Solomon didn't say that speed does not affect the outcome of life. He says it's a determinant. But I've also seen cases where people are fast, but they didn't make it. Speed. I would like to talk about speed. He said the race is not to the swift. In other words, a lot of swift people win races, but some too don't, because you still need the grace of God. But you still need to be swift. Not the battle to the strong. In other words, when you are also strong, it helps to determine the outcome of your life. Nor bread to the wise. When you are wise, it helps to determine the outcome of your life. When you understand things, I will call it knowledge and education. My wife is a medical doctor. She understands medical things. And because she understands medical things, it makes her fast in certain areas. Understanding. Then favor to men of skill. It says, if you are skillful like Messi and you move from Barcelona to PSG, even your wages alone, it can build Accra to motorway. Your 1 week wages, if you are very skillful. So you see that skill takes you ahead very fast. But today I want to talk about speed, being fast. Normally speaking in life, one of the things that determines the outcome of life is how fast you are or how quick you are. Speed. Yesterday, I was watching wildlife. Lions were hunting. And they said, one of the things that makes the lion the king of the jungle is his speed. That is a very fast animal. Then he said, the lion hasn't got a lot of stamina. It can't run for long. But it can run with great speed over a short distance. And a lion was following a deer, a little deer. And the deer could run faster than the lion. But finally, over the short distance, the lion caught up with the deer and held the little deer. But surprisingly, the lion was just holding the deer and wasn't killing it. Do you know why? It was tired. I was surprised. It was very tired. Even naturally speaking, lions are the kings of the jungle because of their speed. And the Bible says that nature itself teaches us a lot about God. In Romans 1:20, the Bible says, the invisible things of him are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So the Bible says that when you look at nature, you can learn about God. Although God is invisible, through nature, you can learn a lot of things about God. And so nature itself teaches us, even through the lion, that speed is very important. Why? I'll give you 2 reasons. Number one reason is that in life, everything just gives you a window of opportunity. In other words, every opportunity opens up for a little while and then closes. So because opportunities open up for just a little while and they close, if you are not fast, by the time you get there, the door is closed because you were too slow. We have something that we call a window of opportunity. That's why you need to be very fast. Let's read a scripture. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Here the Bible is talking about various human activities and different seasons. And it says seed time. Seed time is a time when you plant your seed or you invest. And it says that there is a window of opportunity for that. And when you don't take that window of opportunity for seed time, it will close. and then it will move to something else, harvest. So at that time, you can't plant again. So if you didn't plant, when it gets to the harvest, you don't have anything. So in Ghana now, we are in the rainy season. And if you want to farm, now is the time. If you wait a little bit longer, the rains will stop. So the rains itself presents a window of opportunity. So every farmer must take advantage of this window. If you don't, and the rainy season passes, when we get to around November, December, the hammer time will start. And this time, the wind is coming from the Sahara Desert. That's why it's dusty. And it's not coming with rain. It is coming with dust and heat and dryness. So it's a window of opportunity. You need to be fast. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, the Bible says, "He who sleeps in the harvest is a son who bringeth shame. But he who gathers," he said, that is the correction. In other words, our responses must be very fast. The window of opportunity. You know, somebody can even give you a very good deal. It's a window of opportunity. If you don't move fast and take that good deal, you won't see it again. It is gone. Recently, somebody told me that he wanted me to help him to import some chairs from China for his church. So I called a friend of mine, a Chinese guy who's a businessman, and I said to him, "I want to import some chairs from China, and I want you to buy the chairs and send it to me here in Ghana." And he said to me, "Pastor, I will advise you not to do that." Then I said, "Why?" And he said to me, "To ship a container now from China is $8,500 per container. Before COVID," he said to me, "it was $2,000. But he said, because of the COVID, the whole thing has moved to $8,500. So he told me, don't ship anything because the window of opportunity, COVID has taken it away. That's why even in building, you need speed. The longer you take to build, the more the prices will change. Because the season will just change from seed time to harvest, cold and heat, summer, winter, day and night. It will just change from one season to the other. That's why you need to be fast.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that speed is important in determining the outcome of your life because life presents windows of opportunity which open up momentarily and you must be fast in order not to miss them. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
And I want to say thank you so much for your prayer. On the 19th of December, I asked you to pray for me and my wife for the fruit of the womb. After your prayer, my wife became pregnant, and I want to thank God for that. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting "Order Energy Drink" in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215.